It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Can you stick to your diet at this time of the year? It is so difficult with all the sweets around, and they just all look so good. My guest is registered dietitian and weight loss coach, Diana Ladine. So tell us, Diana, what do you think are some of the first and best, most important tips to reduce some of those cravings that we see with the cupcakes, the little strawberries on top, and the wonderful cookies and cakes at this time of the year?
Absolutely. Hi, Melanie. Thank you for having me. Absolutely. There are three major important things that I can give you some advice. And the first one is for sure to take baby steps. The second one is to change your internal dialogue. And the third one is to start today and not tomorrow. So the baby steps is don't underestimate baby steps and just substitute or reduce little by little. If you're overweight and you always want to get into this sugary thing, there is a very big chance that you're addicted to sugar. And being addicted to sugar is you got to consider to detox. So detoxing from sugar is not that easy, and this is why we are so excited to get into a new diet. We think that by tomorrow we're going to cut all the sugar, and we really want to do it, and we think we are ready for it. And then for some reason, we cannot handle it, and we're going to get the new cupcake. So cutting cold turkey is not a good idea. The best thing to do is to take baby steps and to cut down the portion. So if you are having a cupcake, try to have half of it. And start to detox from sugar little by little. If you can substitute something like maybe from a cupcake to a healthy cookie. So don't go cold turkey, just cut down little by little. That's the first thing.
Well, so Diana, I am a big fan, as an exercise physiologist and nutritionist myself, I'm a big fan of journaling. And as you say, the baby steps, I think that that's a great way. But I've always maintained there's two ways to kind of cut it down. You can either be the person that has this big plate full of food you can eat, steamed vegetables and marinara pastas and whole wheat and good whole, or you have to be that portion control person, which is the harder of the two, but to me more sensible. My mother lost 120 pounds in portion control, but that's so hard.
It is very hard, and this is why the second step is so important, internal dialogue. The internal dialogue is, it would be hysterical if we could record each other's internal dialogue, during the day. Oh, God, I have to go to the laundry. I have to go and pick up the kids. Oh, God, I have to forget.
It'd be so boring, really.
It would be quite boring, too. However, your internal dialogue, changing what you're saying to yourself, it's very, very important to help to detox from sugar. So just to say, empower yourself and say, I can see that cupcake, but I just want to show myself that I can really have half of it. Or for some people, even to turn on the other side, and as 15 minutes of sugar craving that can disappear very quickly if you can find other things to do in those 15 minutes. And sometimes we also forget about the cupcake. So it is very important, your internal dialogue, and getting to the right mindset, and to really play this new game with yourself, and you could find it quite fun too to have this little thing happening and going, today I normally get on the left before to go home and I stop and get French fries. Today I want to really see if I can turn on the right side and not get those French fries or not having the cupcake. It is difficult, of course it is, but we've got to remember that everything has a process. And this is when we find things hard, we stop and go back to the old habit. It's like when we want to save money, for example, for a down payment for a house or for a car. The idea of getting the new car is exciting. And you go, I'm going to save this money, watch me. But then realistically, to put the money in the bank, $10 at the time or $100 at the time, it's not fun, and it's quite hard. It's called the process. And it's the same thing when we have to get into the right mindset to get into a weight loss program. You know, we always forget about the process. And, you know, I feel that a lot of us are spoiled. We think that because we just made the decision to lose weight, it is going to happen. You know, I made the decision, it's going to happen. We forget that there is the hard part, which is called process. And between A to B, we have to remember there are a few things we are not going to like, including sugar craving, including empower ourselves by ourselves and go, not now. I interviewed a lot of people when I was writing my first book, and one of the questions that I was asking to people that they managed to keep their weight under control for a very long time was, what do you say to yourself when you see something that you know is fatty or sugary and you have to say no? What do you say to yourself? The answers that will be coming from, I say not now. Other people, they will say, the pleasure of eating this cupcake now is going to be not as important when I will wake up tomorrow morning and feel so guilty and knowing that I'm going to put a pound on.
Well, they say nothing tastes as good as feeling thin feels, but, you know, I don't subscribe to that as a cook, and I love to cook, but it is so hard. And yes, you're right about that self-talk and telling ourselves those things and how bad we'll feel if we screw up the next, you know, that day. So give us your best advice for not screwing up that day, for keeping that motivation and telling yourself, no, I'm not going to do that.
Because you want to feel fabulous. To yourself, not to other people. You want to say to yourself, I'm so cool, you know, look, I did it. You know, the little small steps, nobody's going to reward you. Or you think you're mad if you go to someone and go, I'm so powerful, you know, I managed today not to have the cupcake. But you can say that to yourself, and you can reinstall the relationship with yourself and feel empowered by saying no. Sometimes you have to say no to a date, and you go, I don't like that guy, you know, I'm going to pick up the phone and say no. It's as difficult as to say no to the cupcake, but the feeling of power, the feeling that you made it is so incredible that you're going to do it again the day after, and the day after, and the day after. And in the meantime, you're slowly detoxing from sugar, and you're changing the habit of not doing that again. And that's when you start to substitute, not from cupcake to steamed broccoli, but from cupcake to a cookie from the health food shop, to half of that cookie, to maybe substitute that with steamed broccoli eventually one day. Remember about the process. This is what I say to my clients all the time. There is a process. And sometimes you're not going to like what you will find in the process. And if you fall, and for 3 days you've been empowering yourself and you manage to say no, 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 and the third or fourth day you have a cup of cake, that's okay, you fall. Stand up, get up, move on. You're going to say no again. I always give the analogy is if you have to go to work and you have to walk from home to your office and you fall in the middle of the street, what do? You don't go back home. You get up, pull down your skirt, hope that nobody saw you, and go straight to the office. You know, just get up and go again.
That is really great advice, to pick yourself back up. In the last 30 seconds here, Diana, give us your best advice for getting into that mindset.
Internal dialogue, and say to yourself, I can really do it. Of course I can. This is nothing compared to other things. I did a lot of things in my life. I can do this too. I can say no to that cup of cake today, not tomorrow, but today. Don't underestimate what you can do today. Let's start today to say, no, I can do that.
That is absolutely the way to do it. You have to start today, and then you have to put yourself into that mindset and decide that it's time. I know that's the only way I can do it too, listeners. So we can do this. We can do it together when we really need to get that weight off. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.